Have you ever had a moment of weakness where you doubted the promises of God? In those moments, we tend to run ahead of God, and we end up with unintended consequences that could have been avoided if we'd simply learned to take God at His word. Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about taking the long view. In Genesis chapter 12, God promised Abraham that through him, all the families on the earth would be blessed. In other words, the Messiah through whom the world would find the hope of salvation would be one of his descendants. And by Genesis chapter 15, Abraham was thinking that since he had no children, that maybe one of his own servants would be his heir. But God explains to him that actually, he and Sarah would one day have a biological son. But God, desiring to test his faith, refused to tell him that this promise would not be fulfilled for another 25 years. Now, you might wait patiently for 5 or 10 years, but by 15 years, you're wondering if you actually heard God correctly. And by 20 years, you're pretty convinced that this was probably just a figment of your imagination. It just wasn't real. And so when your own wife comes to you and says, hey, maybe God has forgotten about us, or maybe he's struggling and needs our help, let's get Hagar. What do you do? This is pretty similar to Job's wife, who said to him, just curse God and die. In other words, forget about the long view. Forget about living in light of eternity. Make your own path in life and do whatever feels good, as long as you're not, quote unquote, hurting anybody. And so Abraham takes Hagar as his wife, and they soon have a son named Ishmael. And voila, welcome to the Middle East crisis that world leaders are now grappling with today. If only Abraham had trusted God, the Middle East would have been a very different place today. And so when we get to the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, armed with numerous Old Testament examples of people who failed to trust God, now writes to encourage a young pastor who could easily fall prey to the temptations of money and the things of the world. And so in 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul writes, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And the hope was that one day, Timothy, like the Apostle Paul before he was martyred, would be able to look back on his life and say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.